The morning after the night before, Kevin Rudd's campaigning in Sydney today. Tony Abbott is headed south to Melbourne. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, you've written this morning on the leaders' debate of last night. You say the debate was not a debate, it was a joint news conference and a dull one at that. What was the disappointment for you?
I think that the disappointment was that it was very stylized. The leaders really didn't produce a lot that was new. I know there was the gay marriage announcement, but little else that really told us a lot. And also it lacked that spark of them being able to have a go at each other, to be able to argue out issues at some length, head-to-head, as it were, because they were being asked questions and flicked from one to the other rather than that more feisty interaction that really you need in a political debate.
Sitting at home, watching it on the television, what struck me was it looked like Kevin Rudd was not quite across his brief. It seems to me he was exposed by his lack of time in the top job, and the Sydney airport question was a perfect example of that. But, you know, he used notes. He just did not seem across it.
Well, of course, the notes then got him into trouble because you're not supposed to use them under the rules, and that suggested that his team really hadn't properly prepared, because surely one should have known that. But I thought that there were gaps in both sides, really. One quite interesting point is Tony Abbott was trying to totally reject the scare campaign about the GST, said a number of times there'll be no GST under a coalition government, which seemed really to go against the whole promise by the coalition to have a parliament, to have an inquiry into tax, a review.
Which is sensible, isn't it, to have everything on the table?
Which is totally sensible, and take any proposals to the following election. Now, that's a very defensible and desirable policy, but he was trying to give the impression of never, ever any changes to the GST without actually saying it. And I think that point certainly needs to be cleared up in the next few days. Is it never, ever? Or is it the policy they already had? So there were gaps in both sides.
We're seeing a few reversals from Tony Abbott. Tomorrow we get the PFO, which is the Treasury figures, basically, the actual state of the budget and the forecast from Treasury, so no hand of government in it. Joe Hockey had said the coalition has no confidence in these Treasury figures and therefore wouldn't accept them as their baseline. But Tony Abbott seems to have overruled that.
Yes, he's saying that they will be accepted and they'll work off these figures. That is really the only sensible point for him to take. I think that the idea of trying to contest these figures was just crazy, because they are official figures, they are not politically tainted in any way, and anyway, they're the best figures around. There's nothing else to use. So he's got himself in a solid position before they come out.
We go into week two now. The momentum is definitely not with Kevin Rudd, I think, at this moment, Michelle. And Kevin Rudd has intervened in two seats. He's insisted on the dumping of two Labor candidates, including Jeff Lake, who was the Labor candidate for Simon Crean's old seat of Hotham. You say this is over the top. Why?
Because this goes to an incident where Jeff Lake swore at a councillor more than a decade ago, when they were both on a council in Victoria. The incident was known at the time. He apologised at the time. Reportedly, it's been raised various times ever since. But since then, Jeff Lake has been head of the Local Government Association. He served as the local government representative on COAG. One would think, if you get to that point of being there with federal and state leaders on COAG, that you probably are fairly suitable to be a candidate, especially when this incident had been discussed and apologised for
in
the
past. So why has Kevin Rudd done this, just briefly?
He's done it because he just wants to get any problem out of the way. But I think that the Queensland candidate, it's a fair enough thing to do. He said totally unacceptable things about Tony Abbott. But in the case of this Victorian candidate, it does seem to me very rough justice.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation. It's 8 minutes to 8.